Praise 104.1, DC's inspiration station. One of my favorite people is on the line right now, and he's doing some big things for the kingdom. It's Donald Lawrence. Hey, Donald.
Hey, Cheryl, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Real excited about this master's class that you're doing for Verizon's How Sweet the Sound. Talk about that.
Oh, yeah, we're going to just kind of, you know, dissect some things for the music department. Talk about how to blend the choir better. Talk about if you feel like you're in the wrong section. Talk about how to sustain vocal health if you're aging. We talk about everything from revelation of songs and how to get your choir to sing from a different perspective. You know, the praise team versus the choir. Is that a new movement? Is choir gone? We just kind of dig into a whole lot of things, you know, in the class.
That is so good. Now, what compelled you to do this intimate, up close and personal teaching?
Well, you know what? I enjoy teaching anyway. I taught at Columbia College here in Chicago for about 3 years until I had to do this particular program, and it kind of my schedule was so hectic that I couldn't teach. So I enjoy teaching. I kind of enjoy that. It's one of the top things to do because you empower people.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what we put here to do, to empower people so that they can go empower people. So I enjoy that. I enjoy the up close and personal like that, just to talk about the nuts and bolts of things that we see the finished picture.
Yeah.
But I like to show people how we got to the finished picture. So, you know, I kind of have a unique way and a unique approach, what I call the psychology of the choir. And usually when I go into that, people, they don't think about approaching the choir this particular way. It usually kind of turns a light bulb on for a lot of people.
Yeah, that's good. Even the term, the psychology of a choir, that's real good. So even with this brand, with Verizon's How Sweet the Sound, how did you mesh your love for wanting to do this kind of teaching with the competition or the brand that Verizon How Sweet the Sound has developed?
Well, I mean, they talked early on about wanting How Sweet the Sound not just to be a fall tour and competition. They wanted How Sweet the Sound to be a movement that kind of happened all year long. And one of the things that I said I would love to do is do master classes, like go into your regions and let's just do a sit down, talk about how you can better your music department. Since this is a choir branded event, definitely from a choir perspective, but not just that, music business, songwriting, publishing, just a whole gamut of what it takes to have a very strong music department, especially in the 21st century, because everybody's doing their own records now.
Mm-hmm.
People are, you know, churches have their own labels, so you have to kind of add almost the recording business perspective to your music department now, just to make sure everybody's efficient.
I love that. I love it. Now, I know that Verizon How Sweet the Sound, the competition, is open now for folk who are interested in registering for the competition.
Yes.
Talk about the myths, because I know a lot of times the church has an issue with the word competition when it comes to choir. Well, talk about how that's not that much important when it comes to this kind of thing.
Yeah, this is really a celebration of choirs. And what I've told everybody in the different regions, I say, you know what, don't even think about the competition part of it. Think about this. We're in a time where a lot of people feel like the choir has been put on the back burner and that it's kind of fading. And I said, what this celebration has done in the last 5 years, it has put the choir back on everybody's brain, especially corporate sponsors' brain.
Yeah.
And because of that, I think this is going to be one of the programs that keeps the institution of choir in the forefront in everybody's faces. You see them on commercials. A lot of even our regional winners have gone on to do big commercials, like the regional winner in Detroit did the M&M Chrysler commercial. And they've been doing a lot of corporate stuff since then. And then it's just been that way with everybody. It's kind of put the choir on corporate sponsors' minds. And I think that more than anything, let's be a movement to say that the choir is not going anywhere. It's going to always be there. And the more you put it with sponsors, the more sponsors ask for it. So every entity that's not trying to have it has to go back and say, hey, we need this because our sponsors want it.
I like that. I really do. And I'm so glad that choirs have not faded from the minds of people, and that a program like this is set in place to keep it in the forefront of our minds. Now, if you're interested in registering your choir, Verizon's How Sweet the Sound, you can actually go to our website. It's at praisedc.com. And we even made it real easy for you to sign up through Eventbrite for the intimate, up close and personal masterclass that Donald Lawrence is doing right here on Thursday. I can't wait. I can't wait to see you tomorrow. So
yeah, I'm
it's
looking
be
forward
great.
To it. We also, they need to know we're, Celebration is open to community choirs and college choirs this year.
That's real good, because in times past it was just church choirs,
it was
right?
Just church choirs, but now it's all three. Yeah,
I love it. I love
church
it.
Choirs, community choirs and college choirs.
Well, I'm excited that you're coming. We'll talk more tomorrow, and we'll keep putting the information out. We want folk in this region to be a huge part of this Verizon's How Sweet the Sound. Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you, Donald. Bye-bye.
Love you.